My guest at this time is Idaho Republican Congressman Raul Labrador. He represents his state's first congressional district, and he is a founding member of the brand new House Freedom Caucus, which officially organized Monday evening. He joins me now to talk about why this group was created and the influence it hopes to have on legislation and policy. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg, for having me on your show.
The conventional wisdom is that there was a group of you inside the Republican Study Committee, which is previously known as the Group of House Conservatives, that thought that the RSC was not conservative enough and that it was not challenging leadership enough. Is that why this was created? And if there's more to the story, what else factored into this?
I'm not sure that anybody thought it wasn't conservative enough. We just thought it was too big to be effective. When you have two-thirds of the conference in a room trying to make a decision on how to move forward conservative policy, it makes it very difficult to come to a consensus. So it became more of a debating society, a place where ideas were being brought forward. And I think the original intent of the RSC and groups like it was to move a conservative agenda in the House. So I think that's what we're doing. And really, more than conservative, we want a freedom agenda, an agenda that represents the people back home. And I think that's the main concern that a lot of us have here in the House, that both parties seem to do pretty well representing special interests, but we have very few people representing what the folks back home are really interested in, and that's what we're interested in doing.
What should be part of the freedom agenda?
You know, I think you look at tax reform when you look at the fact that you have a bunch of different corporations and special interests that are getting special breaks here in Washington. And, you have Republicans who try to defend those special breaks, and then you have Democrats who want to get rid of them just so they can raise taxes on the American people. And I think we can use those exemptions to lower taxes on every America. We need to have the immigration system that Americans deserve. You know, the American people are concerned about our border problems and the issues that we have in the interior. We need to fix those issues. We need to repeal Obamacare. But the most important thing is keeping the promises that we made to our constituents. You know, you have a lot of members of Congress who say really nice things to get elected, and then they get back here and they forget those promises because they think that their constituents won't remember it at every 2 years. And I think the American people are getting fed up with that, and we're hoping to represent those people that feel that they don't have a voice here in Washington.
What do you see as some of the most egregious broken promises recently?
You know, there's a lot. I think right now we're fighting with this funding bill. If you look at every person who won this election in the Senate, we just took over the Senate, and every one of those new senators told their constituents that they were going to fight Obama's unconstitutional action. They get elected, they come here to Washington, D.C., and now we're being told that it's too difficult to pass anything in the Senate because they only have 54 votes. Well, guess what? Last year, the excuse was that they didn't have the Senate. And now that they have the Senate, their excuse is that they only have 54 votes. We've never had 60-vote majority in the Senate as Republicans, and we've been able to be successful in the past. So I think we can do it again, just like we did, when Bill Clinton was president. You had a small majority in the Senate that passed welfare reform. Well, we can pass things here in the Senate, and we just need to push the agenda, drive it through the media, go to the states of vulnerable Democrats and let them know that their senators are not working to stop the president's agenda. Those are the kinds of things that we can do, and I think the American people will listen if we do it in the right way.
A couple follow-ups here, Congressman. What kind of reaction are you getting from leadership and folks who lead the Republican Study Committee as a result of creating this new caucus?
I think it's been very positive because one of our main goals is not to surprise leadership. I think sometimes as conservatives, we're not well, and as members of Congress, we're not well organized. And I think now by being organized, we've let our leadership know that we're going to let them know which way we want to go. We're going to send them signals. We're not just going to try to surprise them on the House floor. So our goal is to to have a positive relationship with leadership and to let them know how we feel as a group and to help them actually improve the product and in the process that is happening here in Washington.
Right now, from what I've read, there are 9 founding members of this caucus. How big do you want it to get? You said before that the RSE is too big. What's about the right size to influence appropriately?
Well, I don't know that I have a number. We right now have over 30 members. It has to be big enough where it makes a difference with the votes, but also the group has to be willing to stick together. So I think people need to understand that when they belong to a group like this, we're going to be making decisions, and it's not about the one individual having his agenda alone being the one heard, that sometimes you're going to be working with a group where it's somebody else's idea that's going to be moving forward. We have a common cause, and that's to make America stronger and freer.
And finally, sir, you mentioned the several items on the Freedom Agenda a moment ago. What's the first one you intend to move forward on?
Well, we're working right now on this funding bill. I think it's important that we keep the promise to our constituents. What we told them that we were going to stop the president's unconstitutional agenda. You know, we can't do anything about the president vetoing legislation, but we can do something about passing something in the House and passing something in the Senate that stops the president's agenda and moving forward and fighting the president and letting the American people know that this president is willing to shut down the government just so he can take care of 5 million people that are here illegally in the United States. When we let the American people know that, the American people will be with us.
And if he does, in fact, if you can get it through the Senate and the president does veto it, you're saying he's risking the shutdown. What would be the Freedom Caucus's position at that point?
Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
So we're going to take every fight one step at a time.
Well, we'll certainly be watching and seeing the influence you have on policy and on the agenda on Capitol Hill. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Idaho Republican Congressman Raul Labrador represents his state's 1st Congressional District, and he's a founding member of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.